Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Some people think it's about the clitoris only. Yeah. And that's one element for sure.
Welcome back to another episode of
Clitoris Only.
Rebranding for the new year.
We gotta get new merch.
I'm so immature. I can't.
I knew it was coming. I just didn't know where. Well, we'll talk about coming, I guess.
Family friendly pod.
This is gonna get us the E for sure on Spotify.
Okay. More on that later. Well, speaking of giggling, happy April, everyone.
Chuckle it up. Yeah. Clowns.
Oh, it's April.
Another Fool's Day. We're recording on the Day of Fools, which is fitting.
The tweet that you posted on your IG story that was like, it's always April Fools when you talk to men.
Yeah. So exactly. True. Every day is a day for fools when you're attracted to men.
Mm-hmm. Q1 complete.
Check. Oh, check. Speaking of check, check's still there, but not for long on Twitter.
Oh.
Everyone's writing their eulogies for their check marks.
Mine's still there. I don't know. Still relevant, though.
May or may not be notable.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know if he... Well, obviously, he flops all the time. But, like, did it just not happen? Is it not going to happen now? Because there was so much backlash.
Yeah.
So flop. Did you see the latest thing is they found the coding in Twitter that pushes his tweets up?
Yep. Well, someone hacked it or leaked it, and then they published it from, like, Twitter support. Mm-hmm. Hey, everyone, we're making this readily available for all of you. Yeah. It's like, no.
And now he's getting dragged on, like, the nerd dev websites, too.
I can't.
What a flop.
It was called a verification check, and there was no verification there. I gave them my driver's license. If you're going to take away my
Olivia
check,
Rodrigo.
Delete it out of your system, please.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true, too. I don't love that they have that. Well,
that's what I'm like,
everyone's got our data anyway.
Take TikTok. My check. I don't care. But at least delete the PDF off your servers that you're probably, allegedly, in my personal opinion, selling to everyone else.
For sure.
Although I do think it's a scan of the ID that got stolen in my wallet.
Oh.
That, yeah. So it's kind of fine.
It's fine.
Anyway, speaking of April Fools, I've fallen for every single one.
Yeah.
every single one. I fell for the Helicity account getting a cease and desist from American Girl Dolls. Fell for that. I read an entire article on West42ndStreet.com about how one of the politicians was trying to ban toilet paper. Read the whole thing, fell for it.
Well, I'm not surprised. You don't have a great track record with things on the internet. No, I don't trust anything on the internet ever. So including this day, I want to see like what people can get away with. The thing, and I think I've talked about this on April 1st pods previous. The thing is like most companies propose ideas that actually would be a slay if they fucking did it. Like
the Peppa Pig cruise.
The Peppa Pig cruise that would have been sold out in a minute.
Out to sea with Susie.
There's no cell service out there, so the phone wouldn't even work. What is the other one that was like, there was a scent for a brand.
The White Claw Cherry Noir.
The White Claw Cherry Noir. Like, people would buy that.
Look at what Dunkin' Donuts does. They sell merch. Not sponsored.
I'm just like, you're clowning yourselves. Because everyone in the comments is like, no, but I would get that.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm like, you dedicated this marketing time to this fake product that people would buy. Mm-hmm. Maybe do some R&D. I don't know.
Dunkin' Donuts said, we're bringing butter pecan back permanently. That was their April Fool's joke. They know what they did.
That's rude.
That's so hurtful. That's what she just did to me.
So hurtful. No, I don't. I never cared for it. I don't like jokes, clownery, pranks, hoopla in general. Couldn't be me.
Nope.
No fun around here. No, I don't like it. What was the other one that was floating around on Twitter? The one about the rats. Did you see?
Oh, the adopt a rat.
The adopt a rat.
For 1 second, fell for it.
Yeah. Well, I
thought,
wouldn't be surprised.
That's really what they're going to do.
That is, the city has given up.
Yeah.
The rats do run this city, and now we need to adopt them.
I have a comment about that, actually.
About adopting rats?
Was about rats.
Okay.
I was walking home the other night.
Yes.
And they were everywhere.
Well.
And I've lived in these parts for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no stranger to a rat.
No.
But there were so many rats running around.
Yes.
And I was like, they run this city.
They really do. Especially, you know, I'm in the Murray Hill area. They have quite the congregation next to Grand Central Terminal, let me tell you. Blink Grand Central, not to dox myself, but that is...
Day trip to Connecticut, girls.
They gather. Under the right, that little ramp that goes up to Grand Central Terminal. Did you know that there's a rat convention under Grand Central Terminal, the new album by Lana Del Rey? Yeah, no, they do take over, for sure.
Yeah.
I would say maybe more than ever. Well, adopt a rat program. Might be the only way we get through this.
No. Anyway.
Anyway, we hope you're having a hazard-free April Fool's Day and surviving that. Yeah, this is after April Fool's, so we hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also had some celebrations.
We did.
In the past week. You know, we took a week off and it felt like...
A second.
It felt like a second and too many things happened. We can't do that anymore. Everyone gets angry.
Did too many things happen? I don't feel like I missed anything.
Maybe it was just all of the Joker 2 photos that made me feel like a lot happened.
Yeah.
But it was the day of birth of Stephanie Germanotta and the anniversary of Mariah Carey in 1 week.
This is a place for legends. This is
a place for legends. We don't count years. We just celebrate.
No. I did see all the Pop Crave tweets about like, what's your fave song from the singer?
Yeah.
And so I said Justice for Meteorite, and You Don't Know What to Do.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know if I sent the Gaga one, actually. I might have just drafted it.
Oh, Hair Body Face?
What? No. The Hair Body Flop. 1,000 Doves and Heavy Metal Lover. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
It was three favorites.
No, just your fave song, but I can't just pick one.
God, that's a hard one. Dance in the Dark, Heavy Metal Lover, and of course Reloaded featuring Rodney Jerkins. So
Rain on Me.
No, but it did have a moment during the pandemic.
Hold My Hand.
Hold My Hand. What was that one? Why Did You Do That featuring Ali Main, and definitely Jewels and Drugs. Yeah, Do What You Want, the deleted version.
Oh,
pretend it never happened.
It worked out the way it should have.
Yeah, with an iconic duet on The Voice.
My bones hurt. Well, speaking of, my bones really do hurt, actually. She really spilled. She was ahead of her time. Anywho.
Yeah.
It was April Fool's.
Yeah.
And someone played a prank this past week on one of our queens.
It was a little too real. You know, when you get up there, you've got these fans and these stalkers and these bad bitches, but also these perverts. Yes, our beloved Bebe Rexha had a male incident. Not anthrax, but kind of close.
Worse. I think.
Maybe. Someone mailed Bebe Rexha used toilet paper, but like didn't specify what it was used with. But
yeah.
Did post a photo of it.
Right.
Seemed like nothing. I'm not sure. It was, no one should be mailing Bebe Rexha anything other than fan letters, first of all. Also, how do you get, I don't want to know, but like, you know, how does it get to her? Like, that's crazy.
Could fold it.
No, I mean like the email, the address.
I'm like, they have those papyrus cards that are like, you know.
Somebody like going to Hallmark and buying the like congratulations Bebe card.
Well, they tell you on the envelope, they're like, you have to go to the post office and get extra postage money to ship this because it's got like a pop-up bike on it.
Right.
So you just like stuff something. It was not me that sent this, by the way.
No. Were you being accused?
I got one tweet. One tweet was like, T. Kyle Cass to be stopped.
Well, this is backlash for her storming the stage during Avril's moment during the Juno Awards.
It was Avril Lavigne. You heard it here first. Avril Lavigne mailed used toilet paper to Bebe Rexha. Someone's going to be like zoning out listening to this episode and looking at that one sentence. Did you hear?
Leaving the scene after spreading misinformation on the internet.
Hey, everyone else does it. So yeah,
might as well.
That did happen.
That did happen. That is not a fool at all.
Just a fool.
Don't be afraid of course.
Why the fuck did I just press that?
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Yeah. Whoever did that.
Well, speaking of jail.
Big week for jail.
Big week for jail.
Big week for jail.
There's a lot of things happening in courtrooms across
There really the are. Yeah. Inside and outside courtrooms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get a good lawyer.
First up, the Gwyneth Paltrow trial that has started and wrapped.
It was a quick one.
Yeah.
But one that will lead to at least one Ryan Murphy series, for sure. Yes, Gwyneth is Gwynnocent in her trial against a man accusing her of knocking him down on a ski trip a few years ago and causing irreversible damage of sorts. And pains and hardships.
Got it.
His story.
I'm going to file a lawsuit against RCA for Britney Jean.
Well, you might win.
This did irreparable harm to my fave and my ears.
I did not watch necessarily. I got the highlights, the lowlights, the standing, the lawyer.
I was living for this.
The way they used that just to ask Gwyneth about celebrity-related things. Well, how tall are you? Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, I don't... I'm like 5'10".
Would you say you're friends with Taylor Swift?
You say you're friends? Just send you gifts during Christmas? I
am so jealous. She's like, I have to wear 2-inch stiletto pumps to be that tall. So jealous.
Such a joke, but... Basically, the gist of it was his story was not as well corroborated. It had holes in it. Hers had been consistent the whole time, that it was actually him who crashed into her. And basically, he flopped at like allegedly getting money from her. So he was ordered to pay her $1. And she walked, scooted by and said, I wish you well.
I wish you well. I wish you well. I wish you well. Bop.
And it just goes to show, it doesn't matter how dislikable you are. If the system works as it should in the name of justice, you should still be considered innocent, even if you're insufferable.
I mean, don't really understand why everyone dislikes her.
Have you watched her speak?
Have you known me? Do I watch anything?
No. I think that would probably enlighten you. Just like watching.
I did think her, there was one moment where she went and got like a Pellegrino bottle of water to serve her own water. And I was like, okay, that's a little.
She leans in hard to being elitist, basically.
She had the vagina candle, right?
She had the vagina candle. She has Goop. She's a Goopstress. She has that wellness company where they charge exorbitant prices for like.
Wait, like Super Goop?
No, her not company sponsored. Is called Goop. Oh, do you not know what Goop is?
I know Super Goop.
No. Her company,
I wasn't a fan of it. Oh, sorry.
Her company is called Goop. It's a wellness company brand, and they sell floofy, super expensive
leggings.
And her wish list or like gift ideas are like a trip to the Bahamas and like really unaffordable, ridiculous things.
Got
basically.
It.
She has a aspirational quote unquote brand. And her whole thing is impossible wellness. And she went viral the same week as this trial in an interview about her diet. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, she basically, much to the disapproval of the TikTok community, spoke about her diet, which consisted of like bone broth and greens and like green juice or something. It was like a very insufficient diet. And she got a lot of backlash from the entire TikTok community. It hit at the exact same time as the trial. So she's just not particularly well-liked. She's always sort of advocated for fad diets and tricks and tips that are maybe not medically sound, you know, that sort of thing. And sucking dicks and cocks. But yeah.
Not familiar with a lot of her work. I apologize.
Okay. Well, that's kind of the gist of it. But if you, I guess, maybe look up that clip of her interview, at least about her routine. It's like, you know, those parodies of like, first I wake up and I do like a sound
an ice bath.
Yes.
And then I go into my Himalayan infrared, sea salt closet.
Exactly. Infrared, you know, spa.
I sit in a room filled with 50 megahertz sounds to clear my vibrations.
Yes. All that sort of thing.
That's 7 minutes in the sun.
The essence of
Goop. Facing the east side.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
And she sold this candle smells like my vagina candle, which sold out multiple times.
Some people think it's about the clitoris only. And that's one element for sure.
More on that later.
More on that later.
In other court news, the Joker 2, multiple clowns in court.
The clown jumped out. Sure did. Right out of the steps of the Supreme Court building in downtown New York. The first glimpse of Stephanie Germanotta in action as Harley Quinn, or her full name, Harlene Quinzel. Her birth name.
Or to some like me, that character in Fortnite.
Right. Yes.
With the hair that looks like Christina Aguilera in your body.
Yes.
Is my reference.
I love your vantage, your cultural lens.
Someone gets it.
Yeah.
If you took Christina's hair in your body and put it in pigtails, mm-hmm. She's Harley Quinn.
Exactly. You can't tell me that's not her. Yes, this is the first look. And we also got to see, I don't know if you saw the paparazzi pictures. But
I saw everything. The videos, the middle finger, the kiss.
It's real
saying
good.
Hello to the actual. That was cute. She said bye to everyone.
She did, yeah. Yeah, spoiler alert for all the avid fans of Joker. She films a scene where she's going into, I thought it was really funny. She's like going into the courtroom and everyone's like cheering and or like jeering. I think they're against her. No, they're cheering. They're saying like free Joker. And then she comes out and it's like a super somber crowd. And then there's like an extra, a woman who's holding a newspaper.
Your music saved me.
And she says like, you're going to hell. And Gaga grabs her face and she's like, kisses her and she goes, you're coming with me, sweetie, or something.
Wow.
I can't wait to see that play out. That probably wasn't even for the movie. That's probably just some interaction she had.
It's a little monster.
Yeah, it's just a little monster. You're going to hell for not releasing GUI on vinyl.
I should have stood out there and said, you're going to hell for singing fucking A Thousand Doves acoustic at the Chromatica Ball.
You know, yeah. So we had that. Joaquin Phoenix also shot as Joker, reprising his role, same scene in the Supreme Court building. We'll have to see how this turns out. She's also been singing. They have heard her singing at least one song. I believe the word on the street is it might have been a Judy Garland song or something.
He had it coming. He had it coming.
Maybe.
Cell block tango.
Cell block tango.
Well.
You know what? Maybe. But she's definitely singing in this musical-themed sequel to Joker. We're excited to see it coming out next year.
I'm excited for the press tour.
Definitely the press tour is going to be everything. It's going to be a lot. It'll be there before you know it, to be honest. Because if it's coming out next, I think November or October or something, then they're going to start doing it soon.
I'm ready.
Yep.
Well, speaking of jail and New York, the same courthouse that she filmed in, clink, clink, this week, you know who, getting arraigned, getting arrested.
Speed it up. Speed it
up. Get a good lawyer.
I have a little bit of a theory. This is based on absolutely nothing.
I love these theories.
But I have a theory that Trump's indictment was delayed by a week because of Lady Gaga filming The Joker 2. I don't know why I believe that, but I do, and I'm going to stand by it.
I'm guessing that must be the case. I think the government and Trump wanted to see her scenes first before getting into business.
Because they filmed on that Wednesday, I think,
yeah,
which is normally when the grand jury meets.
Oh.
It got delayed. They got pushed back. And then all these videos of Gaga, like, in the courthouse, mm-hmm. and everything's all, like, movie scene.
You know what? It's such a clown circus. It's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Who am I to say? Maybe so. Thanks a lot, Gaga, for delaying
luckily,
that.
The delay wasn't too long. Am I right, ladies?
Oh, I would say it was about 4 years too long, but, you know.
Oh, well, for some would say decades too long, yes. But I digress. This is not Pod Save America. But...
No, we tried that.
We'll see what happens
with that. Speed it up, girls. Speed it up. Some would say accelerate the process.
Accelerate? Who would say that? From the courtroom to the playground.
To the playground.
Which, not to be confused with the Trisha Paytas song.
Right.
To the one person listening that knows, hi, Jerry. Welcome to my playground. Bop.
To the playground. Spin around in circles on her middle finger. Mm. Well, she's going to be doing plenty with her fingers now that we have. Playground. Lubrication. Personal lubricant. Co-founder Legendina Gaudulera is on the scene. Let me just tell you, this was Christina's week from start to finish.
I would say this is Christina's year.
Yeah, yeah.
She is entertaining me more than anyone else right now.
Zeman dripping over my body to the playground, messing up the sheets. It's a pretty Legendina year. I agree.
Know what is so funny about this?
Everything?
Well, yes, everything about it. But for anyone listening who has been following Brad for a decade plus now, and the era
keeps getting better.
The era of Legendina fan fiction.
Right.
Where you had like the Legendina News Network.
Yes.
And if you do not know what I'm talking about, is there a tag on your website?
Yeah.
Okay. So search Legendina on mumuse.com. There was this whole era of fan fiction, and 10 something years later, it's all literally like this is all Legendina fan fiction happening in real life.
Yes, I would say so. I might have come up with quite a bit of lore around Legendina a decade ago.
Legend of the United States.
Circa Bionic and Lotus. And she's really stepped into it. She certainly has. And she has become Mogul Tina with all of her brands and endorsements. Spokes Legend of the Year.
LLC Tina.
LLC Tina. From Nintendo Switch to Zeman to Playground to the LGBTQ community. She is representing a lot.
So yes. To let everyone know, and this is not sponsored, although yet. I do feel like it would be really funny if Playground did sponsor us.
I would try. I will send an email.
I should get Zeman, and you should get Playground. Yes.
My one thing, though, and I respect this about the brand, because gays don't need to have their grubby little hands on everything. This does feel extremely intentionally for women and not for... us,
yeah, like
gross,
not for your asshole.
Gays, yes,
freaking asshole. What's I mean, it doesn't make a difference, though.
No, it does. It does. Oh, well, like, because there's like different things that you need to rub the right way. Genie in a bottle.
Does our vagina just not get the same kind of time and attention?
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, we've got water-based. We've got silicone-based.
Oh, I'm a fan of water-based.
Okay. Well, you know, everyone's got their something.
It's probably, the bottle's dried up at this point.
Sometimes when I get really nervous, you feel it in your vagina. Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry. I have been fucking crying laughing for the past like 3 days.
This was a soundboard of Palooza. She did.
What would you say? Half up, half down almost in a way?
Mm-hmm. I can't. I had to stop myself because like I was like editing this whole thing and I was like, anyway.
Yeah. Well, basically, and this is copy written straight from Legendina. This is a lubricant. It says, when it comes to sex, men can get in and get off without a second thought. Okay, maybe a dirty thought. For women, our arousal begins long before we hop into bed. And sometimes finding time for foreplay feels like another task on the to-do list. Sex shouldn't be work. It should be fun and part of our everyday wellness. We made Playground for every woman who wants more bliss in the bedroom and a deeper and easier connection with themselves and their partners. Preach. I mean, I will also say this in all seriousness. I stan Christina so hard for being so unapologetically spokeswoman of these things. She wants to do smart talks. She's going to talk about it unapologetically. She's going to destigmatize women seeking sexual pleasure from themselves and their partners and being like unapologetic about it. Like, fucking go off, queen.
Same. I agree.
Like, ugh, I love it so
Let
much.
Let me get mine, you get yours.
Exactly. And, you know, as I said, I do think this is like very intentionally for women. And I think that's also a great thing because, yes, we, the gays, sometimes tend to make everything about themselves.
Who, us? Never do that.
So I do kind of love this. Now, some of the ladies in the Discord did bring up some of the ingredients. However, I do think, because there's fragrance involved in, I think, some of them, but not all of them. Because I think the one that is meant, well, I don't actually know. I think there might be like sensual ones and there one might be like actual lube ones. And the one that you use for like the sex, I don't know. But some of them have fragrance, which could be a yeasty nightmare.
It was bad for her.
But I'm not positive. It does say that our Love Sesh personal lubricant is 100% free of fragrance. So I think it's intentional that the one meant for putting inside is not fragranced. I don't know. Consult a doctor. I don't know about all that. But
or Christina Aguilera.
Or Christina.
Xtina MD.
Dr. Aguilera. Here for your body. I loved this. She also did like a 6-minute chat about the products.
Pillow talk.
Little pillow talk.
With Christina Aguilera. Mm-hmm.
Talked co-founder. In detail about discovering her vagina and the many ways she can have orgasms. I would live for a Christina 1-hour podcast, Delta Work style, of her just talking about it for an hour because it felt like she was capable of that. She was ready to go off. She.
The new experience.
The XX experience. Pod.
Christina, give me a call.
Honestly, she should do like a sex podcast along with this product. That would be so smart. And it ties in with the career. It's very on brand for her. And
your body, course, my body.
You know, she had to throw in that stripped promo while she was talking about it. She's like, you know, I actually had an album where I talked, you know, beautiful and dirty, you know, both sides of the coin.
There's a lot in the copywriting on the website that is
it's so Christina
lyrics. Christina.
You could tell she was like looking over the copywriter's shoulders like, add dirty in there.
2 R's.
Fighter. This is entirely on brand. Very smart. I love a four ladies by ladies company. I'm just standing all around. Got our Z-Man, got our Playground. I'm ready to go out and be not ourselves tonight.
Find a man.
Find.
Jeez.
If you want, yeah. Des nudité and get the Playground.
She also was at the GLAAD Awards.
Oh my God.
This week, accepting the, I don't know what was it
called? The Legend of Change or something. It was like the
Advocate for Change. Oh,
so Legend of
the
Change.
The Ahead of Its Time Award for being an advocate for change.
Then maybe it was just a little ahead of its time for some award.
Ahead of its time, making the world move. Change your body. Accelerating change forward.
Presented award. By Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And oh my God. I mean, I'm spoiling a section ahead, but the look, flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Tits out. And the speech, we knew it was going to be something. She went off in the speech. You know, we, meaning the gays and I, we've gone way back. We've taught each other everything. We party. No one parties better than the gays.
Partying.
How to give a good blowjob. Speechless. Who am I to disagree? She's been down for the ride.
I taught one of my girlfriends once with a truly can.
What?
Like, I show...
a truly can?
Yeah, I was, like, teaching. Like, I'm like, this is what you gotta do with the fingers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to my playground.
Did you wash that can?
I didn't suck off the can.
Oh, I thought you were sucking off the can.
No, I don't think I could fit. I don't want to break my teeth.
Yeah.
I was showing, there's a certain hand movement that really works.
Yeah. Well, you really just have to watch a Christina Aguilera performance because, that's
what she does on the microphone.
That's like for you get your playground and then you grab the mic.
Just flick it a little bit.
Say.
Oh my God.
Clear. I mean, rub it the right way.
It's not working for me, clearly, but anyway.
It's not working. Well, you two need to have a little chit chat over.
That's a lie. I've had no complaints.
Well.
Anyway.
Check out her speech sometime because it's a good one.
Well, Christina's busy in the lab cooking up lube variations.
Shouldering out Jaclyn Hill and her hairy lipsticks to make her lube.
Oh no, do we think Jaclyn's gonna come out with a lube next?
She's definitely gonna like respond to this in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's also part of the lore of this podcast is yes. Jaclyn Hill is very ex-Tina.
She's her tether. She's definitely.
I know people that know Jaclyn Hill. I wanna like find out if that's true.
Well, she already said she's a huge Christina fan.
Okay, well, we can tell.
Yeah, yeah, we can tell.
Literally, like, stripped live in the UK.
These lubes are so good. Yeah.
Be cozy.
Oh, well, in any case, yeah, while Christina was in the lab.
And there's also someone else in the lab.
They certainly
putting
are.
Putting some things together for some chemistry.
Breaking some test tubes with those vocals. Singing so loud that the glass shatters.
Mm.
I hope. Miss Legendary Clarkson announces her new studio album, Chemistry, incoming, and a Las Vegas residency for 10 nights, no more.
Yes, it's limited.
She was pointed in that. Did you see the announcement?
I did.
It's just 10 nights. I'm really tired. I have a show. It was like kind of like, this feels very contractually obligated because you flopped on Invincible because of the pandemic. Like, I have to go back to Vegas because I'm required.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't blame her. Like, she is a busy woman. It's not like she is making it up. She's got The Voice, the Kelly Clarkson show, which for most people would be a job in its own right.
I don't know how she's doing it.
I legitimately don't. And then to be doing an album and anything that comes with that, any promo.
And to be getting over a heartbreak.
And that. And the children. I don't know how she does it.
And the move to New York.
Right. Coming over here.
Yeah. Kelly, let's get a beer. We'll take you to a little dive bar.
A House of Love cocktail.
I would love that.
Take her to the Dickens.
Just get a Coors Light with Kelly Clarkson. Like, girl, don't think about work for a minute.
I'm sure she would love that for real.
Kelly, there's my open invitation.
I'm not worried. We'll see how it all plays out. She dropped the announcement in sort of a rambling video on a Sunday morning backstage at the Kelly Clarkson show, because that's all the time she has.
Yeah.
And she's just
her announcements are all very like, here's just an emoji.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, girl, okay.
It was just like,
and it's like pixelated. And I'm like, oh, no.
You know.
Pixelated wine glass.
Yeah.
And then she's backstage. 10 nights only.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are getting 10 nights. It's called Chemistry.
deal with it.
I hope they mix.
Yeah. Yeah, so she said in that video that basically the album is called Chemistry and that she liked like the meanings of the word.
The meaning of life.
The meaning of life. Because it wasn't just, you know, the chemistry when we first meet. It's got deeper meanings and might be a song on the album. And that, this is the part that worries me. She was like, it's not just, oh, emotions of anger and sadness. And I was like, oh, it's not? Because no, my December.
I actually liked her description.
It's a good description. I guess I have my concerns, but we're going to pray.
It's like oil and water. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know any periodic elements that explode when you put them together. Like the volcanoes you made in elementary school.
Right. Well, I think, so basically she said it's going to kind of trace the whole story. She also performed a very pointed version of Gayle's ABCDEFU on the Kelly Clarkson show and just completely changed the first lyrics of the first verse. And she was like, fuck you. And you took half. And
and your brother and your sister.
And your brother and your fucking father.
And your four daughters. Freaking assholes.
Really just putting it all out there.
I just want to give her a hug.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Give her a hug. We can go out for Coors Lights. Just kick back, like a dive bar in the village.
That would be great to just like chill with Kelly.
Yeah.
Until then, we have Chemistry coming very soon. We have the single, I believe it's called Me/Mine or Mine/Me. The single art either leaked or has surfaced online. It's like bullet holes in the shape of hearts.
Oh no.
I'm worried. Not worried. It kind of all tumbled out in a way that I'm like, I hope it's good.
Yeah, I know what you,
You know, yeah.
It felt disjointed.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just praying it's more sober, less heartbeat song.
Oh, yeah, that.
There are moments in recent years that have given me pause that have not been my favorite. I forget that, like, I like the new stuff, but I also would love some of the grit of a My December.
I think we're going to get grit.
I hope so. I do hope so.
Because, I mean, think about Breakaway and Behind These Hazel Eyes. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If there's one because of you, Behind These Hazel Eyes, I'll be pleased. And I'm sure she's got plenty to say. We shall wait and see.
Stay tuned.
Well, she's not the only one who's got things in the works. Another queen of pop, the queen of pop, in fact, is working in the studio. This also happened while we were away. And then there was another development just over the weekend. Madonna is working on the Celebration tour and has been teasing behind the scenes photos and videos as she does. She posted a video of her practicing Burning Up and then Candy Perfume Girl from Ray of Light, which was a shocker. But then she posted a photo casually in the studio with fucking Max Martin, the pop god himself, who shockingly she's never worked with. From Max Martin, of course, invented everything we know. Backstreet, Britney, Robin,
Coldplay.
Kelly, Pink, Katy, Coldplay.
Shouts out a man.
Not a man. You know, everybody. So I'm excited, but not as excited, actually, as the other person who casually made an appearance, Stuart Price, the legend responsible for co-crafting Confessions on a Dance Floor, for doing the musical directing of Reinvention Tour, Drown World, Confessions Tour, which, geez, I mean, like the songs.
Confessions Tour, my greatest regret.
It's really exciting because they did a Song Exploder episode we talked about last year where they talk about Hung Up, and at the very end, or throughout it, they just had such a mutual respect and praise of each other that it sounded like the door was open for more. And now it seems like that indeed is the case. I'm guessing he's either co or fully musical directing this tour. And it does feel, knock on wood, it feels like she's checking all these boxes, like to have Jean-Paul Gaultier doing the outfits, like the Cone Bra designer doing the outfits, to have Stuart Price doing maybe musical directing. It feels like she's really connecting all these career dots that are going to make this like completely epic and correctly done overview of the career. So I'm very excited.
A celebration,
if you will.
A celebration.
And just Stuart Price being there gives me a lot of hope. And in later years, he's been doing fucking future nostalgia. He's done some Jesse Ware bops. So it's been all bops all the way with him. Very excited for them to reunite.
This is exciting too, because Madonna always puts, well, not always, but the tour mixes. Yeah. She's known for doing tour albums. Mm-hmm. And so this is exciting because I feel like, you know, I've talked about Christina not putting out these new mixes and like multiple other people, but I feel like whatever they're working on will be dropped on streaming.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. She's done that for every tour for a long time now. If he's like mixing these songs, like, fuck, that will be so good.
So were we ruling out new album, new music, do we think?
No, that's like, it's entirely possible that that could be happening too.
A new single.
You know, if she's in the studio with Max Martin and Mike Dean and Honey Dijon, like she's fucking around for sure. There's something happening. I don't know if she knows yet if there's like a album or if there's a single or if there's a greatest hits coming with like a few tracks tacked on. I don't know. But
Madonna unreleased.
There's plenty of options. And Nothing Really Matters just dropped the remastered, whatever, digitalized version of it with all the remixes. That's one of my faves. So check that out. New artist Madonna on Spotify. Well, speaking of going electronic, actually.
Yeah, so Madonna's gearing up for the Celebration Tour, and something that just wind down in Miami was Ultra. And
I know we didn't make it to Miami.
No, I don't really have an interest.
I do.
I'm jealous of the people who have like the balcony apartments that can just see and hear from their balcony.
Oh, do you mean going to the Miami Week conference thing?
Yeah.
I just wanted to go to Miami.
There's like always a curfew and it always looks super crowded and I'm just,
I think that would probably be too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, so Ultra happened this weekend.
Yes, it did.
And David Guetta dropped yet again another unintentionally problematic remix.
Well, that was fake.
No, it wasn't. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
The gay one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fake?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, you need to tell that to TikTok because everyone thinks it's real.
I know.
The thing is, the reason why it felt real is because...
Because of his history.
Yes. Like that, I Have a Dream one is real.
Right. Yeah. It's fake. Like all the people are quotes reading it saying it's fake, but it's hilarious.
Okay. All right. Well, fair.
It's a very good troll.
So I'm playing the remix for the first time. Are you ready?
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay. 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 That I was gay. 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 That I was gay. 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 Gay.
I have a dream.
And the caption says, David Guetta ends discrimination. I thought it was real. Okay, so if you don't know the history of this, so he did a set... Mm-hmm. Like 2 years ago, and he remixed I Have a Dream into an EDM track, and it is 100% real, not fake.
Yep.
And so, as I've now been informed, someone then took that and made a new one.
The Macklemore samples were added in.
Got it.
Yeah. The thing, I think the sweet thing is, like, he has such good intentions.
Oh, they're totally pure, well-intended.
But he just sort of doesn't translate sometimes.
No.
Also, it doesn't help now that people are full-on trolling. But yes.
Well, I'm so glad that we were here to clear that up for everyone, because I would have gone to
That's
my
what
grave
we're here to do,
that.
Is shut down the misinformation.
Now people are going to keep like adding more, feel like, to it.
And I wonder if he'll become like self-aware and then actually do something.
I don't
think so about that.
But that is the humor of it. He really is well intended. He also got some promo on Drag Race this week with When Love Takes Over.
He David really Guetta did.
Featuring Kelly Rowland, although the titling of that should be Kelly Rowland featuring a beat from David Guetta.
It's true. It's
in my
true.
Opinion.
Yes. I heard also that Commander is still collecting dust waiting to be used. Jan did like a Q&A and she said that Commander was on the list of songs that is still to go for Drag Race, a lip sync. I know. But yeah, When Love Takes Over for the semi-final lip sync, which ended up, spoiler alert, but it's been a few days, being a double save. I'm a little annoyed with Rue. Like, I didn't want anyone to go, but like, just stop saying it's three when it's always going to be four. Like,
yeah, just, it's, give it up.
Give it up, Delicious.
Just go into it with a top four. Don't do the lip sync.
Oh, that too. There's no stakes. Come on, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drag Race semi-finale.
This moment of like the going to the top four needs to, we got to switch this up.
We got to wrap this up.
We have to change it a little bit.
And I also think I have first of all, I've switched my opinion because Sasha's always been my winner. And at first I was like, oh, she doesn't need to win because she doesn't need it. But now I've decided she actually does need to win because not only do I want her to win, but her story is complete. She's not going to come back for All Stars.
No.
All three of them are great candidates for All Stars and they want to be on TV. I do feel like Sasha did this probably to boost her bookings because she's getting her name out to a newer crowd.
Yeah.
She's a legend in many eyes, but a lot of the younger crowd didn't know her. So now this is like, she got that. She showed them why she's a legend. Get that crown. And then having her on All Stars Winners 2 one day with like Alaska, Bob, and Bianca would be nuts. So I think I want that. And then I think all the rest of the three would be great for All Stars.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I agree. Also, the music video.
Oh, yes.
I'm music sorry video. To the other girl. Well, no, I'm not. Sasha ate them all up. Like, that was pop star. Like, that was, like, she just has it.
She just does. I mean, that sequence when they were like, Sasha's so hot. I know Sasha's so hot. They're just like fanning out for her.
Yeah.
Because she is.
Gaga's going to take that outfit and steal it for her next video.
Oh, for sure. I did love that RuPaul was flat out like, I'm just going to steal the Scream music video. Literally.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's just literally like recreated it. And then.
I mean, I kind of love it. Oh, same with her music. Like, yeah. It's like very like, that's Ariana Grande.
Right
like,
now. Yeah. Just but that's, plucked that.
That's drag. I mean, oh, that's yeah, drag.
It's great.
Yeah.
Sasha's verse too, and she gave like a Snoop like delivery. It was so cool. A star. So yeah, and I don't mean like she needed this for bookings. It's just that if you talk to any of the Rue girls, listen to their podcast, you know that they're going to pay more for a Drag Race contestant to be at your bar, even if Sasha's a legend. Like this will only help. So I'm ready for her to get that check, get that crown, keep it moving.
And agreed.
It's not like she hasn't had a legendary streak on the show as well. So
I thought the retweet numbers were interesting.
Yes, it's definitely a tight one with Anitra.
Yeah.
Anitra definitely has her fans. And it's not like I dislike at all. It's just like, we've said it. It's like putting Kelly Clarkson on American Idol. It's like, what do you want us to do about it? There's like clearly an all-star in the room.
Yes.
You know, all three of them are on the younger side, so they could still grow, and especially like Lux and Anitra are like sort of babies to it. I feel like, I forget how old Mistress is, but it's still like, it's not comparable. Like, Sasha's been around.
It's cute next to Gorgeous. Gorgeous is gonna, you know, devour cute.
And I know a lot of girls like the girls that make the best TV, and that's not Sasha, but I want Sasha to just take this crown
it.
Yeah.
Crown it.
Because for me, she's never given me the impression that she wants to be a TV star either. It felt very much like, I'm here to compete in a very traditional pageant sense. She's giving you like...
She's giving mother.
Mother.
Yeah.
But she doesn't strike me as somebody who necessarily wants to be like on repeated seasons of this show.
Justice for Lucy DeLuca.
Justice. We are letting loose here in this community.
Let loose.
We weren't on the pod when she was let loose.
I have an unpopular opinion.
I think it might be popular.
And I'm brave enough to say it.
Okay.
Lucy did not deserve to go home that week.
They gaslit
after
her.
After that makeup or makeover challenge.
They gaslit her ass.
I mean, it was Lucy 1 and Lucy 2.
Yeah.
Let alone. Like, it's fine. She's fine, though, because what will happen is she's so teed up for an All-Stars moment.
Have you seen her streams? She has almost 300,000 streams of Let Loose. That's more than most of RuPaul's new album.
Oh.
I looked at the numbers.
She pulled the stream receipt.
And I was like, is this an actual hit? And I looked. I was like, oh.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul. Oh, wait. Not that. Yes. So, you know what? She got the last laugh with the TikTok hit of the show right now.
She really did.
Yeah.
Like, Anitra has walked that duck.
She has 47 wins under her belt.
Let loose. And, like, what else is, like, the trot?
The trot, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Dingling is its moment, of course, and the trot. But now Let Loose has just taken over. Mm-hmm. Big thanks to Alaska for really putting in the groundwork and performing that at every club in LA, apparently.
It reminds me a lot of Alyssa Edwards. Like, I felt during her season, no one was really looking for her. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know if this was it, but it was it for me. The B. Ames mega mix of Alyssa Edwards sound bites. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, oh, she really came that way.
I run to that mix.
Oh, it's fucking epic. And then I was like, wait a minute.
Alyssa
Edwards.
I may not be a seamstress.
Back rolls. Shout out to B. Ames, by the way.
Yeah,
because
I know.
Absolutely an inspiration for, like, the mixes that I do.
Totally.
Is that totally. Alyssa Edwards remix is 1,000% inspiration for me. So,
B. Ames is your mother.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
We got to give the flowers where the flowers are due.
The flowers are charting. Let me tell you what. We didn't mention it, but, like, Miley's Flowers is still number one for, like, the 11th week. The girls, they're streaming Flowers.
Yeah. At the end of the year, she's going to be screaming at everyone how it was number one for 50
fucking
weeks.
She actually is.
Crazy. BB can't scream that anymore because we're going to be like, no, it was actually Flowers. Nope, it was Flowers, BB.
Well, she might be able to. We'll talk about it later with the next song. But yeah. You know what? We saw a lot of... Oh, yeah, and the looks as well on Drag Race, this semifinal. They were... I don't want to say simple because that would be disrespectful, but they're not as gargantuan as what you're going to see in the finale. And I actually like that because I think we have impossible standards at this point.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't even the big, big finale. I wouldn't waste, you know, my huge look on this episode either. So, like, a nice, elegant, classic drag look for all of them, I thought that's fine because they're about to do... I mean, for the past three finales, the looks that they bring to those are, like, insane. Just...
It's- like four plus a red carpet, isn't it? Three,
yes.
Yeah.
Three
plus
you have
a red
to bring
carpet.
So much. You do your reveals, but you do all these designer looks.
Dead butterflies.
Dead butterflies.
Oh, that was iconic.
Iconic. It really, it didn't set a trend. It killed one. From rose petals to butterflies.
Well, while we're on the runway, I think it's time to let loose in a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion. You stand Zara Larsson in Scandinavia.
Wow, you really got me there, Bradley.
Really
wow.
Got me there. On the cover of Vogue Scandinavia. Yes, I am nominating Miss Zara Larsson. Who gave you, I feel like this reminds me very much not only of Who Am I, Yona Lee a little bit, but also X Tina's that one cover where she was stripped.
It's literally X Tina.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it's, is that Bizarre? No. I can
Harper's
see it.
Harper's or.
It was where she went no makeup.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, all roads do lead to X Tina, but yes, gorgeous, unexpected sort of. Clean look for Vogue Scandinavia. And of course, aforementioned, every single look from X Tina in the past week is my top two to the week. She really nailed it at the GLAAD Awards, though.
My pick for the week is X Tina's print campaign for Playground.
Yes.
Where she literally looks like a Real Housewife from Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Like, you could crop her out of that and put it into... I'll do it at some point. When we get the new Beverly Hills... promo photo.
Yes.
It's literally that. Like, Bravo's new rebranding, which is actually very chic, is the X Tina photo.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. But this sort of, this completely sparkled, like, GLAAD Awards look. Glam.
Let's get.
Yes. Shout out to her makeup team, to her glam team. She killed it. Don't know who designed this, actually, but
check the tag. Oh, also another high fashion for me that I wanted to give a shout out to was Troye Sivan.
Oh, yeah.
He teased that a new era is incoming.
Oh.
And it was this outfit that had been, like, looked like metal. I don't mm-hmm. know. But yeah.
Also, shout out Megan Thee Stallion. She did another look, too. She sort of, oh my God, she's been
Where
killing
was that
it
at?
Lately.
It was
the Hollywood the crop Reporter's top with the pants. Most powerful stylists of Hollywood. Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, the crop pants.
Who's styling her right now?
It's still Law.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what he's been saying a lot lately. I think he said like it's still happening with Zendaya, obviously. But, and then I guess Megan maybe too. She thanks him in the caption. It was a 1997 Paco Rabanne sleigh.
It's so good.
Big sleigh.
I really loved Law's chat on Logo Spill with Johnny Sibilli.
Oh, yes.
He talked about Rue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I really loved it. He was giving Rue the flowers.
Yes.
And I just appreciated. I was like, oh, someone else gets it. Like, I feel the same way. It was like nice to just hear someone talking about,
yeah,
you know, all of that.
I know. Ugh,
justice for Legendary.
Justice for Legendary. Let me tell you something. I cannot believe, or I can believe, I guess, that not only do these streamers cancel these shows, but they remove them entirely from the library because of licensing fees or whatever.
Oh, so it's music. That's why.
It's like the show never existed
yeah.
in a second. And I feel like that is so cruel. All the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into making a show, no matter what show, to have it just disappear. Devastating, especially for every performer that appeared. If you want to have your, you know, sizzle reel or whatever, it's not available.
That's, yeah.
It's awful. It's so awful.
Bring it to Tubi.
Bring it to Tubi, something. Also,
yeah, it's music licensing. That's what it...
Yeah.
Which I get because, you know, artists should be paid. And if you're using music and things... Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's the way I feel about TikTok. It's like, if someone's using your song in their TikTok,
yeah.
it's all promo.
Like, I know,
you're
going to
get more streams. You're going to get more. I mean, someone's going to Shazam it. You know, like, I'm always Shazamming shit.
Yeah. I mean, there is no like great connection between Drag Race and Legendary. Obviously, they kind of disrespect voguing all the time on the show, but it would be so much better if it played after Drag Race. That would be such a good evening of programming, especially because the show gets a lot of heat for doing noguing and like bad voguing, and a lot of the ballroom community is like, can you please stop disrespecting us?
Yeah,
it would be nice. They should also invite like Honey Balenciaga or Gravity Balmain, like those characters from Legendary, onto the show, show them some dance moves. Why not? I don't know.
Well, Joey Zazig's doing more for the community, so sorry. No, I'm kidding.
They should just have that as the full evening.
Yeah.
Everyone would stay at the bar, would stay engaged. Yeah, it's frustrating.
This Friday on MTV, it's time to gag, ladies. We'll be gagging from 8 to midnight.
It's right there.
Yeah, hello, gay night.
You can like... sync up the performers. You can have the guest appearances. Just, it would be so great. At least BB performed on Legendary. Yeah, what do we know?
Introducing the Low Network.
Former
incoming.
Employers of MTV. What do we know? We've both been employed by MTV.
Look. I was part of the social team that started the whole hashtag team this, team that. They're still doing it, so.
And I wrote for MTV Buzzworthy, and Lana Del Rey retweeted, so.
And they fucking deleted the
website. They deleted it. They
all
deleted
my gifts.
It. It's.
And all your words.
The words, the gifts.
And all your opinions.
All of the opinions. It's crazy to me. Like, that is also why, in a broader sense, I like having my own platform and doing things like having our own podcast, having our own website, whatever.
Same.
Because. You are surrendering to the powers that be. And it's so fucking frustrating to have your work deleted in a second. Everybody print out your stuff if you do it on the internet. I don't know. Like, just...
Backups.
Backups.
If anyone's concerned, this podcast is backed up on my Dropbox and on 2 external drives. You've seen it.
This podcast and The Avenue are backed up. No, it's true. It's like, it always reaffirms, like, no, I want to have my own thing because... I've seen my work just go under in a second under other person's, you know, company
yeah.
or something. We've gone on a tangent, but
control alt delete.
Yeah.
Literally.
Featuring Rev. But
it's true.
Well, we got a little off track, but we do want to bring it back to Zara Larsson. for a little segment we like to call TikTok Talk.
Hopefully not the last one.
Oh my God, I never thought of that. It could be the
last.
Oh,
I thought about it. I'm like, the way that all of this is going to be like irrelevant possibly one day in a time capsule.
Vine chat.
Oh, could you imagine?
It would have been Vine chat. Yeah.
Anyway, Zara Larsson. So as you are all now educated.
Yes.
On the history of you stan Zara Larsson.
Mm-hmm. Harry wow, versus really Ronnie.
So Harry has been terrorizing all of our faves as we update you every week.
As every week.
Yes. He got Paris last week, I think we missed.
He did. Yes.
Which that one made me a little nervous.
Made me a little uncomfortable. Well, mate, she looked uncomfortable.
She looked like she was...
Because we've had our conversations about fan behavior and being a little on edge of people getting too close and unexpected behavior. So I don't know. Sometimes when somebody's acting a little unpredictable in front of you, it could be a little scary.
Yeah.
She's also been... She had that insane prank show that pretended her plane was crashing.
Oh, yeah.
Which... I would have gone to therapy for, absolutely. That yeah. She was basically, if you didn't know, on sort of like a punked-esque show where they pretended her plane was crashing. I absolutely would be in therapy from that. No. Anyway, in any case, sometimes our faves get spooked by people because there are a lot of scary people.
Yes.
And she just...
And there was no barrier.
She seemed like pleased, but also alarmed.
Yeah, she gave the look to... security.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Harry.
And you also never know if somebody is sort of like Borating you and they're going to like throw flour at you. They're going to, you know, you don't
an
know.
An unsold copy of Bionic. An
unsold right to the face. You don't know.
Gum. Gum. Ooh, nice. I still have that video fucking sends me all the time.
I just watched it the other night.
It's so the pause and like the thinking about it and like the look up and then the smacking of the lips and then the throw and then the girl going, ooh nice. Oh, it's art.
Do you know why I was watching it? Because I was trying to I don't think the ability exists anymore on Instagram to do a sticker. I was trying to take the verification badge and stick it to the gum. So like when I lost my badge, I would have Christina throwing the check mark.
Oh, but you can use Video Leap now to do, not sponsored,
Video Leap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a tracking feature, so you can
crawl. Oh, okay. That is good.
You're welcome, everyone. Now you can all make memes. Look at all the good I do for free.
It is helpful.
That's
but
how you do it. You can crop things out, and you can also track things.
But that's, you know, now I don't even know if I've got to throw it into the crowd anymore, but we'll see. In any case, so we had Harry in
at
action
again.
This time... trying to get a reaction out of Katy Perry, but this time going for a different approach.
Yes. So Catherine was in the city. Kathy in the city for some American Idol promo. And she was out signing autographs. And Harry was there screaming at her.
Yeah.
In an Elmo voice.
Katy, come on, come on. Katy, come on, come on. I'm all passion for you. Katy, I'm Elmo.
Katy. Which she just flat out ignored.
Totally ignored. Not even a look.
No collabs incoming with Elmo. Nope.
Oh, that's probably what I sounded like when I was talking to her. She's like, oh no, not him again.
Yeah.
Mother.
Elmo loves mother.
I will tell you guys that story. We're going to get into it
in the after show.
But yes, mother. Mother.
While we have it,
do we think TikTok is getting banned?
You know, I thought it was all just words and nonsense for the longest time. But as these trials have gone on, I'm getting a little, I don't know anymore. Feels a little real now. You know, whether it's the reason they're saying or whether it's just, I mean, this, and I am not educated on this at all. Story of my life about half of what we talk about. But the act seems a lot scarier than just TikTok. It seems like there's a lot of... It's not fully about banning TikTok. It's about like dictating online usage and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds broader.
It sounds very restrictive and scary and like something that we definitely shouldn't have happen. But yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem... And the scariest part was just watching our own elected officials asking questions like, so TikTok has access to my home Wi-Fi?
So I got to be real with you guys. You look like f***ing clowns.
It was bad and embarrassing.
It's honestly shocking.
It is. It's really shocking and scary and embarrassing.
But I also think this is why they want to ban it.
Yeah.
Because videos of them being clowns on the floor of our government buildings are just constantly spread.
No, I know. Who knows? I don't know anymore.
So there were a handful of TikTokers at this event with the idol judges.
Yep.
Which we'll get into later. But I went to a bar after with some of them. Mm. Oh, know who came with us and also bought me a Corona, which, thank you, it was very nice. The guy who does the Trump and Andy Cohen impressions and Howard Stern.
Yes.
Matt.
Matt is his name?
Yes.
Okay.
So fucking funny and nice. Yeah. And so I obviously was like, so what do you, as you know, the TikTokers, I'm like the little old geriatric gay that was like, what do you girls think?
Yeah.
None of them thought that it was actually going to get banned.
Okay.
But
it's probably just still lip service. It's probably not real. But I do think that the trials were, or not trials, the whatever, congressional hearings, whatever it was, were a little, made it a little realer.
Yeah.
Possibly. Also put a face to the brand too, because we hadn't really seen much of the CEO.
No.
Or anything. So I don't know. I don't know. It's, everything is insane.
They can't govern.
They can't govern. AI is taking over. ChatGPT 2024. Fucking,
like, complaining about gas prices, complaining about inflation, complaining about this, healthcare. I remember being 17 years old in college and hearing these fuckers talk about healthcare. Mm. That was 20 fucking years ago at this point. And now you're worried about TikTok.
Right.
And you don't even know how to connect to Wi-Fi.
To the Wi-Fi.
You don't even know how to connect an HDMI cable into your fucking laptop. You don't even know how to use PowerPoint. You're still showing up with printed ass signs of tweets. Mm-hmm. Fucking clowns.
Well,
go do something. Fix something else. Fucking idiots. I sometimes want to run for office because I feel like I would be able to do good.
I know.
But like,
I also just think
I'm too sensitive.
Very soul crushing because you get into the thick of it and you see how much corruption there is and it pulverizes you.
Yeah.
Because it's such a broken system.
Well, exciting announcement, everyone. I'm running for president in 2024.
Yep. You versus ChatGPT for president.
Yeah. T. Kyle, shut the fuck up and do something about it is my tagline. Fix it. Shut the fuck up and fix it. That's my...
T. Kyle Mac Paytas.
That is T. Kyle Paytas 2024.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You united.
State of the Union on her kitchen floor.
Oh my God. A YouTube vlog?
Yeah.
So do.
State of the mukbang.
Where I just devour like chicken tenders and talk about fixing T. Kyle care.
Yep.
It's just free for everybody.
Yeah.
There we go.
Done.
How are we going to pay for it? We're going to make up money because that's what you all fucking do.
Yeah.
You make up money to bail out the fucking banks.
Exactly.
So what we're going to do is we're going to make up money.
A little bit more.
And we're going to make everyone have health care.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to give everyone $10,000.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make a 4-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
And
it sounds pretty good to me.
What else? Oh, I'm going to legalize marijuana everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take out everyone in jail on weed offenses while people are buying it.
That too.
Legally.
Mm-hmm. Give everyone an apartment.
There's a lot.
I have so many ideas for like apartment buildings. Anyway, it's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah. Yep.
No one's looking to me to fix the world, but I do think I could in some aspects.
Some aspects, yes.
Anyway.
Speaking of clowns. This was a discovery you made.
Well, I got a tweet that let me know about this, which I have to say, I'm really glad that, you know, people, their first thought.
Associate you.
Is to send me things about clowns and rats. It's like, did you see this?
I now know about this because of you.
Yes. So there's absolutely no reason in me sharing this other than the fact that there are funny quotes in the article. I shared some of them in the Icon live chat.
Yes, shout out to everyone who joined us for the live chat.
But there was a clown convention in Orlando, Florida, which...
Well, this from start to finish, this article is truly just a gold mine.
So the article starts out, this week, dozens of clowns descended on Orlando, Florida for the 40th annual World Clown Association Convention. But yeah, so it goes on to, and again, I want to say, not to be like Pod Save America, but like, this is fine, but you want to ban drag queens? Right. What's the difference?
Exactly. Did look like they had a good time. Not unlike a furry convention.
Let people live.
Let people live.
If you're not hurting anyone, honk your fucking horn.
Honk.
Honk, honk.
Stamp your feet on the ground. Honk your horns.
Put on your little clown shoes.
Clap your hands.
And your curls.
Yeah.
And your cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And your noses. And live however you want to live.
Exactly.
Okay? I don't give a shit. So one of the quotes says, "We go in every week and we do our best to give smiles and tears and laughter. And that's what is important about being a clown, right?"
Exactly.
I mean,
it's how we live our lives.
And then the last quote that I thought was really funny, this is how it ends, is, "Everybody has sad times, but when you could be a clown, you can take that away and leave it behind." And I think that's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Everybody has bad days.
Yeah.
That's inspirational, if you ask me.
It honestly is.
Yeah.
40 years
of clownery.
Of clown conventions.
Well,
so shout out to all the clowns around the world.
All around the world, pretty clowns.
Yeah.
Before we get into the new music of the week, we'd like to give a shout out to our Patreon.
Some clowns. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I meant rats. No. I tease.
Our Patreon Legends Only fans who are supporting us. We just had our icon live chat.
Yeah, LC21.
We do it at the end of every month where we just gather and discuss, deliberate,
chat,
drag
live
on the Discord, which you can join if you are a Patreon member. And if you'd like to join, we've got bonus episodes. After every episode, we have an after show where we talk about things after the show. And if you'd like to sign up for that, just head on over to patreon.com/legendsonly.
You can be an icon or a legend. There's two.
And
pick your battle.
As always.
Pick your fighter.
We appreciate all the support on all of the streaming platforms. If you'd like to hand us a review, it really helps us algorithmically. A 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. We love to see it.
We do. And a follow as well.
And a follow. Yeah. Since we're losing our checks, we're getting really self-conscious. So
yeah,
we need that to validate our lives.
It's now pay to play.
It is. It is.
It is.
Yeah.
On Instagram now too.
On Instagram, a friend of mine paid for his, because he is an entertainer and he...
I don't claim to be Adele, but...
And it like shows star? Your well, and it shows your full name that you like. Work. So you,
oh wait, so like if I get verified, it would say that I
change
like,
it to like your full name. It's like a problem.
I don't want that.
Exactly, and the customer service was just like, "Sorry," and it's also $15 a month. I thought it was like,
month?
I think it's $15 a month.
Okay, that makes sense because I've seen people verified now, and it's like they're full. Middle initial.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait, why are you...
And I think this is about to cause a big backlash because it's not just like any sort of entertainers. It's like anybody. A lot of people don't go by their real names on social media. So it's like, that's not going to fly.
Oh.
They got to fix that.
Yeah. I will give them some props. And you know how I feel about Facebook and Meta.
Yeah.
But at least this one is actually verifying your ID.
Right.
The new Twitter is like, you just pay and get a check.
Right.
This is like, they actually check your ID.
Right.
But I don't know, $15 a month?
Crazy.
Do like a one-time processing fee, you know, like getting a passport.
Yeah.
Pay for the passport, pay for the check.
It's all crazy.
And an annual check-in, you know?
Yeah. It's just, it's so stupid. Anyway.
It's also annoying because it's something that's going to have to be done as like AI and bots and all this like deepfake shit. So it's like, oh, we're going to charge now for this, where I feel like it should be standard practice.
I know.
At this point.
Yeah. If you've got people impersonating
you. Remember
OkCupid?
Where you had to be like, you'd hold up the sign and be like, here's my username.
Oh, yeah.
But you could AI that now too, I feel.
Oh, you totally can.
Yeah. Mew Mew's holding up a sign that says at Mew Mew's AI.
Don't even.
Oh my God, should we run it through one?
Nope. I hate all of this. I really do.
Yeah.
Because fucking Elon posted a picture of himself in like that Pope AI coat.
I fell for that.
Yeah.
A serve, though.
But like, what are we going to do? This is, most people probably thought that was real. What? It's just.
I did.
I'm just feeling like we're on the brink of something bad.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games until it's weaponized, in my opinion. It's all like funny memes and stuff until. Anyway, I don't want to go down that path.
Some would argue that it's already been weaponized with making Ariana Grande sing certain songs.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
The stands. To them, it has been weaponized already.
That is very true. Some of these demo AIs are very...
Yeah, it's very pointed.
Pointed.
Yeah.
Ugh, God.
If the Pope was smart, though, he would have seen that and been like, I'm eating. Let me call up Christian Siriano right now and get that custom made for my next convention.
Oh, God.
For the 41st annual clown convention.
But I was even fucking around in it in the Discord, and we were joking. I put in, like, write a BB Rexa song about being number one for 50 fucking weeks.
Oh.
And it wrote one that wasn't...
Sing it.
Well, I don't have the lyrics with me, but the lyrics were not far off from, like, acceptable.
I've only used ChatGPT once, and I said, write a Spotify biography for T. Kyle.
Oh.
And it did.
How was it?
It's actually kind of good.
Right.
I had to like tweak it a little bit because it said that I lived somewhere funny and I was like, that's not. Okay. T. Kyle is a well-known pop culture commentator, blogger, and podcaster based in New York City. He has been actively involved in the music industry for more than a decade and has established himself as an authority in the world of pop music and celebrity gossip. So that paragraph kind of slayed.
Right.
Oh, this is the one that's funny. He started his career in blah, 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 where he quickly gained a reputation for his sharp wit, ooh, insightful commentary, and in-depth knowledge of the pop music scene.
Well,
in 2013, T. Kyle launched his own podcast, This Is Not a Drake Podcast, which quickly became a popular destination for pop music fans.
Well,
and for a split second, I was like, did I?
Yeah, mine was similar. It went like off the rails. It had some, made some points, and then it went crazy.
Yeah.
It told my friend, is really into like family tree stuff, and it said that his grandfather wrote a memoir, and he went down a deep dive and found out that that's not true. And like told ChatGPT, and ChatGPT was like, no, it is. It's true.
It's wild.
It's wild, but also sometimes still very wrong.
Yeah. This one did get it right about reality TV gifts, and it's Britney Bitch, though.
Yeah.
He wrote two paragraphs about that.
Oh, wow.
He's known for his witty commentary, hilarious gifts, and insightful analysis of pop culture trends. So it did get some things right.
Well, here we are.
We'll see. I'll tweak it. I need to update it at some point.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your bops and bops in general, we do have some new music of the week.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Legends Only community.
Yes. We want to give a shout out to some Legends Only fans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Andrea and Finn, who have been members of our community for years now at this point, and they just released a bop last week called Plastic.
Plastic.
The artist name, Andy V. Mm-hmm. It's on the playlist already.
A-N-D-I-V.
Yeah. It's catchy.
It's a bop.
It's a bop.
Mm-hmm. You might, if you are on the Discord, you might have seen it on every single channel.
Oh, yeah.
Some would say some are doing some pretty... intense promo, including a shout out from
Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
Thanks to these legends, we now have a new soundboard sound because Countess Luann did a special cameo about it.
Yep. Crispy ordered a cameo from Luann. Luann is singing the song. I hope you're feeling Giovanni and like dropping all the one-liners.
Yes.
And then at the end just says,
love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
And I was like, can I get permission to post that on the soundboard? Because it will get so much use.
Oh, and it will. God, I know.
Made of plastic.
Luann comes through with those cameos.
Whoever is doing her social media right now.
Yeah.
I hope you are being paid well, treated well. You're seeing heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah. Somebody stepped it up hardcore in the past few weeks.
Drag queen. Like, thought it was a drag queen, but it was Luann.
She's on a roll. reacting to the New York Post allegation that she left because of
Bethany
with that sort of nonsensical, like, non-response.
Yeah, no, it didn't make sense.
She was just pointing at it.
Yeah.
Very good. Very
and
good
I don't
content.
I'm not supposed to be Adele, but I am an entertainer. I'm sorry, but I am obsessed with Luann. I want to invite her here to my apartment and have her on the podcast.
It's
I don't know what we talk
the
about.
The final
everything.
Frontier. It's, we could talk about everything.
2023 remix of, which one would I want to do?
I mean, it has to be Chic C'est La Vie.
Right?
Yeah. Gems, jets, silhouettes. Just like a very dramatic opening.
Yeah.
With like sound.
Like Chic C'est La Vie, the tour intro, Pussycat mm-hmm. Dolls yes. inspired vibe.
Yes.
To ever the, I'm assuming it's a gay that's out there that's doing her social media. If you're listening, call me. Chic C'est La Vie, the T. Kyle remix.
I need it.
I'm an artist now.
I need it.
I'll do it. I will like happily do it. Let's... It's like that Moroccan remix they did of it. That was a bop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bop.
Yeah.
Ugh. Luann.
Call me.
Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
I'm obsessed with her.
Oh, God.
Okay.
What else we got?
Oh, I also saw that this is not sponsored, but someone did a, and I hope you keep on serving Kvant t-shirt. All I have to say is, been there, done that. Watch out. You're going to get a letter soon. you might get a little letter.
Get a good lawyer.
Okay, so I have two bops that I want to recommend for this week, in addition to Plastic. NOTD and Maya Wright, there's a song AMPM that's giving like 2012, 2013 summer vibes. Like, I don't know, there's a nostalgia sound to it. I can't pinpoint exactly what it is.
Okay.
Bop.
It's a bop.
Mm-hmm. Catchy melody.
Yeah.
And then there's also an EP from TDJ. Uh-huh. Which, again, shout out to Automatic Princess.
Yes.
The Legends Only fans, they know us.
The music Discord always goes off, especially on New Music Friday, with all these finds that you're not going to find on New Music Friday playlist from Spotify, but they will be of interest to you.
Yeah, so the EP is called Back to 123.
Mm-hmm.
The song Save Me on it, bop, it's trance.
Yeah, TDJ has been killing it lately, and all these new songs continuously are... fantastic. If you're also on board the trance train,
yeah, the title track's good too. Didn't really like the Stay High, the rock one, but it's okay.
Yeah,
it's all right. Yeah, she likes to rock out.
Speaking of the rock one, we were not on live when Demetria debuted the rock version of Heart Attack last week. You know, she likes to rock out.
Yeah
I heard that one on the Holy Vivek tour. It's a good time. I will stand by my I have a sweet spot for the original. This is a fun current Demi version for her. One of my favorite bridges of the 10s, bops for sure. The vocals, she goes off.
She's a singer.
Flames on the side of her face.
Know what else I would like to do? Cool for the Summer remix.
Ooh, I definitely would like
for,
to
like,
hear
the
that.
Summer.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
The summer. That would
I
be
mean,
good.
It is already cool for the summer, but...
Well, speaking of the summer, I have a summer... I'm actually going to fly by things that I forgot to add to the... doc in like
bus,
one sentence
train
another club. Ellie Goulding, little bit of a strange release strategy here. She's been releasing like half her album at this point. Not sure what's happening, but also all the cover art is flawless.
Oh,
amazing.
I'm obsessed with the art.
Shout out to the song By the End of the Night, that one from last week that we didn't get to. Phenomenal. I keep listening to that. Shout out to Flo, our girls Flo, the girl group who just made, I believe, their live stage debut. They have a song out called Fly Girl with a Missy Elliott, not only sample, but feature. Not everybody has that to their credit. Very legendary, if you ask me.
Did you see her tweet, Missy's?
About what?
It was just very inspiring.
Oh.
Do you care if I read it really quickly, everyone?
We do like an inspirational minute.
It is an inspirational moment. Because I remember her tweets after... the Super Bowl were very like emotional, and she tweeted the other 5 hours ago.
Oh.
When creating something new, you may get pushback from people who don't understand your vision, and change can be exciting and scary too. But if your gut says go for it, then go. You'll never know if you don't try new ideas. It may take many tries, but if you believe in it, then it is worth it. And I was like, hell yeah, retweet.
Very relevant for you right now.
Yeah.
I feel like that hit home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I faved.
That's important.
And I retweeted from my no longer relevant legacy verified account.
Okay, a few more bops. Haley Steinlegend is back with a new one called Sun Kissing. Formerly, sometimes she's a pop star, sometimes she's an actress. Haley Steinfeld only makes good pop music, so I'm just going to say that right now. This is a great summer bop. Great for sun kissing in the sun, called Sun Kissing.
Wear your SPF.
Wear your SPF always. Studio Killers Legends, the animated group that, you know, could snatch Gorilla's wig, are back with a song called Underneath My Raincoat.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I missed this. I know. I follow them on Spotify. I didn't get...
I know. I'm going to add this all to the...
Hey, Bouncer.
It's a cute one. It's a bop. Also, shout out to Georgia, who has a great Running Up That Hill remix, or cover, rather, from... it was before the Running Up That Hill Palooza, I believe. she had a great dance pop record. It's called It's Euphoric. It's lovely. And of course, shout out to Jisoo from Blackpink, who made her debut, the last solo girl, who in typical YG fashion, the B-side is better than the track, the title track, but it's called Flower, and the one I prefer is called All Eyes on Me. And she's still breaking all these records and doing crazy stuff with this song, but you know, my Capricorn queen, we are very similar. It's a good time. I think those are all my Mile a Minute recommendations. You can catch them all on the Legends Only weekly playlist, which we update every week.
Yeah.
On Apple Music and Spotify.
Also, the church version, speaking of Ellie Goulding, of Miracle is out.
Mm-hmm.
The video is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
The lasers in the, I mean, it's a church and like lasers, but
kind of.
It's cool.
Yeah. It takes you there.
When you hold me.
Yes. Well, girls.
Bop.
If everybody would be listening to everything we've been saying and praying and preaching.
Boobs out and everything. Tip down it. Everything.
You know.
She's here.
She's here now. Bebe Rexha, call on me. It's continuing a long tried and true pop tradition that any song called Call on Me is a bop.
Yeah.
And this is no exception. We heard this at the Bebe Rexha listening party. We knew it was a bop. She said it was a gay bop.
And she was correct.
She was correct. It's Sacrifice's sister.
It is. It's a more summery Sacrifice, I feel.
It is. Yeah. Sacrifice is a little darker.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a little lighter. I agree. But I actually, might be controversial, presently, I prefer this one.
Oh.
I also really love the kind of clever switch of it, which it sounds like she's needing a lover. She's like looking for all this romantic affection and stuff. And then she's like, I call on me.
She's got her playground ready.
She's got her playground ready. And I love the self-empowering anthem that isn't, for me at least, it's not cheesy. I feel like it's like an unexpected twist when it's like, yeah, I'm calling on me to do that. I love that. And then the vibe of it, in keeping with the current era, it's very Stevie Nicks. Edge of 17, Edge of BBteen, very, very that kind of vibe in the vocal meets Tits Out Dancing, which is a dream. And I know she wants Stevie on the deluxe.
Ooh.
We are ready.
She did mention a deluxe, I think on Twitter.
Yeah. And that's just really how the girls do the albums these days.
Because there was that ballad she was singing on TikTok, and everyone was like, where is it? And she said it was going to be the deluxe.
Bebe confirmed that a new remix of Heart Wants What It Wants will feature Stevie Nicks.
Wow.
Yes, she heard it and loved it, Bebe said.
You said something a couple weeks ago that is so true, where you were talking about how she A-B tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's one of the best at it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like really
tuned
into
work.
It. Mm-hmm.
She's like clipping up her songs, posting them on TikTok. Which one do you guys like? This is a bop.
Because you have a whole spectrum of artists and their relationship to not only fans, but marketing side of this shit. And I think Bebe has hustled for so long that she understands a lot of the more gritty part of this, of how the audience works and how streaming and TikTok and viral works. And you can kind of feel her wheels turning of how to make these things go off.
Yeah.
So, a businesswoman.
She is.
Power bitch moves. but yeah, I really love this song. I've been having it on repeat. The BPM is at the perfect walking around New York rate for a gay man.
Oh.
So it's exactly the right strut.
That is a thing.
It's a thing.
If you know my playlist, The Daily Catwalk, mm-hmm. there is a certain like energy.
Yeah. This yeah. propels you. This is mm-hmm. absolutely the strut.
I need to see what the key is and see if it matches Sacrifice.
I will say I'm shocked that you didn't already have like a full EP of remixes to this song already.
Well,
but I know it's not the end with this song for you. Something's going to happen.
She's tired.
I know.
I've got something else in the works. Mm, mm-hmm. Remix 2 maybe.
Yeah.
Incoming. I don't know. Maybe so.
Maybe so.
There may be something.
I get it, but... though. I'm tired too. Kind of get.
I certainly look it.
I kind of get Hillary.
I thought that too.
Yeah.
I was like,
sometimes when you do a lot of things and then people want more, you're like, I'm actually a little tired.
Yeah.
She also had another interview. I don't know if you saw it. I think it was called like the test show or something. She did another one and she talked about how she's tired, but she talked about how she's at this perfect level of fame where, yes, she's recognized pretty much everywhere she goes, but she can still go to Pilates. She could still pick up her kids at school. And she's like, I don't really want to kickstart where I was because it was very isolating and lonely, which I
could see that.
Respect, you know?
She's got more balance now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She managed the near impossible, which is to survive child stardom. So I kind of get it. Mm-hmm. Anything that we get from her is a bonus at this point.
Fair.
But in any case, back to BB. Shout out to BB Rexha. We also got the track list while we were away.
Yeah.
Featuring Snoop Dogg, Dolly Parton, A Real Legends Only Affair. And yeah, it's coming soon and we're ready.
BB takes New York.
BB takes New York in June.
We're gay rights.
The gay rights performance of a lifetime. That concert is going to be full of Rexars
rats.
And rats. That will be the LO meetup if I've ever thought of a place to meet.
Yeah, let us know if you have tickets.
I think a lot of them do. It's going to be a fun time. BB shows are fun. And I do hope she yells at some of you.
I hope she yells at me.
Yeah, to my face.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot in the pipeline. We've also got some new music and programming. Speaking of gay rights, the Minogue sisters are putting in work for the LGBTQ community. We got a little surprise announcement. I'm going to keep it real. I'm not going to lie about this. Kylie has a new single coming out with Oliver Heldens, who you might know best for the Daisies remix that a lot of people really liked. But she has a new track coming called 10 out of 10 with Oliver, which she previewed. He's played out already. It's out on April 5th. It's kind of like, you know, the concept is very 10s J-Lo.
I thought it was fun. I like the beat.
So. Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
It's like body 10, touch 10. Here's my thing. I don't know if it sounds like my favorite Kylie song. I do think that it's not her lead single as far as it seems to be. It's Oliver's song. I will take any side dish ahead of the album.
Not a side dish.
I'm happy for... And frankly, I would love our pop divas to do a lot more dance collaborations in general. Get the EDM community to be like thirsty for music from you.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the Dom Dolla remix of Kylie is so good.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, yeah, I think she's just getting her name out there.
Yes.
In the US.
Yeah. So I'm happy to see her linking up.
And he is churning out. Music. I am just like, how? Like multiple ones? It's like,
yeah.
And touring? Damn.
It's a lot. Well, while Kylie's holding it down at the festivals, Danny is holding it down on the TV screens with a new show, which we actually talked about probably 3 years ago, two or 3 years ago, because I think it happened mid-pandemic and got reshuffled. It's the BBC's first gay dating show called I Kissed a Boy. It sees 10
and I liked that.
10 single guys match up and introduced for the first time while sharing a kiss. They will test out their chemistry from the get-go as we see who ignites a spark and whose eyes will wander. I mean,
honestly, I feel like this will be fantastic on BBC.
Yeah. Oh, like Love Island?
Well, won't it be uncensored?
Oh, I guess you're right.
Because all UK reality shows are uncensored. And I think it just makes it funnier.
Uh-huh.
Like when you can actually hear it. Like I've seen episodes of New Jersey Housewives uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
And it is infinitely more funny than how funny it already is.
Yeah.
And like Celebrity Big Brother in the UK, which Gemma.
Yeah.
I have an issue with that prank you played on us for April Fools. I fell for it.
What did she do?
She posted that she was returning to Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, that's cruel.
And I was like, and then I was like, oh.
That is, see, I hate April Fools. But anyway.
I ain't fucking doing it. Darren. Claustrophobic Darren. Basically, I would let Gemma know. Oh my God, it's so much funnier.
Well, I hope it is uncensored and uncut.
Well,
anyway, I also have insider exclusive. I won't out this person, but somebody DM'd me when I expressed excitement. And they said, you'll love her looks on the show. She is mother and she is eating it up. They had the pleasure of working on the show and it's super cute.
Oh.
Very excited. So that's my insider tea. I'm thrilled. And at the same time, she also announced the 20th anniversary Neon Nights repackage deal. I bought one in every format already.
Wow.
CD, DVD, vinyl, picture, slip disc, cassette. I got the whole nine yards.
Cassette.
All of it. Shirts. One of the formative albums of my gay life, and it is coming. Liner notes by Peter Robinson from Pop Justice, who is my mother. Pop Justice is like part of the reason I'm around. It's a pop music website, and the forums really were formative for me. So I'm very excited to read his liner notes, to see the album, new artwork and stuff that they've created for it. And also there's new remixes and things attached. I'm just very excited. So I will have to do like a giant unpackaging thing or something when it comes in.
Oh my God, an unboxing.
Unboxing, yes. Between that, I have that.
I still never did my Spice Girls one.
Oh.
I literally haven't unboxed it yet.
Oh, well, you can then.
Well, I don't want to ruin the box.
I've got that and the Lisa Scott Lee Never Now in every format coming. So I have two albums and 50 versions coming to me at some point that I will do something with. I'm set for the year. I'm pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got to get Kylie Wine. We've got to get Zeman. Yes. We've got to get Playground.
Not for nothing, but I was in talks with Kylie Wine to try and get the 0% non-alcoholic sparkling rosé, and they did ask for my address. So we'll see. We'll see. Because I don't think it's out here yet. Maybe.
I don't think so.
But I'm ready. I'm ready to try that.
We can get some of Katy Perry's NA wine.
And we will be discussing that shortly in the after show.
Well, everyone, it was certainly a jam-packed week.
It sure was.
We're back.
We're sorry. We shouldn't have kept you waiting, but we're here now.
I literally didn't even feel like it to me.
I know. But the girls felt it.
Did they?
They let us know. Yeah.
Well, if you want more, we'll give you more. Because we're about to head on over to the after show.
That's right. So until next time.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Some people think it's about the clitoris only. Yep. And that's one element for sure.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.